The Hardline, the show based on incest.
Eagle incest.
It is 3:40 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. This is The Hardline 5.0. Here today on this Thursday. And here today on this May 21st. And here today in studio, a rarity this week, as tomorrow we'll be back on the road at the CJ Cup. Byron Nelson will be in the Choctaw Casino and Resort tent, where we'll be making fat stacks of cash in there.
I don't know if we can do that.
Oh.
I think
they have
gaming tables, but it's like...
Yeah, it's fake.
It's for hot dogs.
You win cigarettes, I think is what it is, which is cool for all the kids that are still smoking out there. But yeah, we'll be out there, so come say hello to us if you're going to the golf tournament tomorrow. And why'd you do that? Why are you riding the wave like that? Why are you weirding me out? And then we'll kick you off into your big holiday weekend, which I keep forgetting about. I keep forgetting this is Memorial Day weekend. DJ.
I'm so excited.
DJ is doing what most people should do, and that is take the Friday off.
DJ, oh, yeah.
Dude, I feel like that I've taught you many lessons in life.
Definitely.
Some you have taken to heart.
I don't think he needed instruction on how to slack.
It's no.
Been crafting my game on that my whole life, pal.
how to slack and make it look good.
Yeah.
Right?
No doubt.
And this is the ultimate cheat code. If you're going to go on vacation, you do it when you already get the Monday off and you take an extra day off. And that way, our bud Deej has got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. Can come back on Tuesday because he works in the afternoon. Catch that flight Tuesday. That's a 4 full-day vacation over a weekend where you only have to take one day of vacation, and you feel like that you've been on like a week-long vacation.
And I'm going to be worn out on the Tuesday when I get back, so I'm not going to actually do any work that day. I'll be here, but I'm not going to actually be really working.
Well, I don't want to hear that. Yeah.
He'll physically be here.
Really? Why's right. that?
Because he's going to be doing so much banging.
Yeah.
It's just a bang fest of a weekend.
That's every weekend, bro.
I'm looking forward to sleeping in and doing nothing on the weekend, because I feel like it's just been with the compound and Bob being gone this week and me actually having to do work.
This really affects you.
It does.
I feel like that we've had some relatively easy shows, but you feel tired.
I do. I feel spent.
So much.
Although I have Ticket 80's prom on Friday night, so.
Yeah, what are you doing?
So my long weekend won't actually start until probably 2 a.m. on Saturday.
That's not a good way to kick the thing off.
Courage. Well, I like to party.
I know you do. You definitely like to party. Okay, let's do the helpline.
214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store.
The Hardline Helpline.
Thank you.
214-520.
I'm just now seeing on our Slack the article you posted about
the Hardline Helpline.
I barely remember this.
When you were supporting the Nelson's move to Trinity Forest.
Well, I love
that
Trinity.
That lasted, what, 1 year?
There's no way this could go wrong. It's perfect.
This is just the best move ever. What could possibly go wrong? Why the Ticket's Corby Davidson cheers the Byron Nelson's move to Southern Dallas. I love it down there. You know what I really love? Just people inviting me to play Trinity Forest.
That's what it was about.
Yeah.
It seems like every year they had the tournament there, it was just a monsoon of rain. And they didn't even have the paths paved yet, so it was just people walking around in mud. It was rough.
Yeah.
This time of year is always tough for the golf year.
I know.
It rains every year.
I know.
This time.
Yep. So Speaking of golf, this guy has a question concerning golfers and why are they such peas?
Hey, Hardline. Well, part of the Hardline, whoever's there today. Listen, about the Rory stuff over the weekend, and I went to the Players' Championship earlier this year. I just have a question. How come we as fans expect somebody like Dak or Cooper Flagg or Shohei, like all these players in other sports who make these huge plays, all these split-second decisions, all these reactions, while everyone is just screaming at them constantly? But these little guys, when they got to hit the little ball with their little stick, oh, we all got to be silent. God forbid anybody says a word. I'm just curious, like a free throw, is you got to concentrate on it, yet at the same time, you got people waving brick signs and yelling. It's just, I don't know. God is, all right, queef.
Can you imagine how weird it would be if there was, like, if it was like shooting a free throw on the golf course with all that's on the line, like on...
People waving signs.
Yes, and screaming and, you know, whatever the chants are. And like, again, I think golfers can pull off miracles even when they're being yelled at. Like, they don't know how good they actually are. Like, there should be... It would be funny if the PGA Tour had an all-out, you can say and scream anything you want.
The Phoenix Open is the closest thing to
it. It's the closest thing, yeah, for sure. And a lot of people will get the crowd going, and they want them cheering as they hit the ball. But wouldn't it be great if every shot, you had a tournament where every shot you could yell whatever you wanted, that wasn't offensive, of course, but you could scream in the backswing and...
Is it a decorum thing? Because the other country club sport, tennis, you're supposed to be quiet when they're serving. Like, when they're rallying,
first off,
get excited.
I take offense to both of those sports tennis. Being country club sports. Just because...
Spot the lie.
Just because they are at country clubs, those sports, doesn't make them country club sports.
How does that logic work?
Well, because there's also a million public golf courses and even more public tennis courts everywhere. And public pickleball, putt-putt, all of it. But yet, people like you...
Okay, well, don't get bogged down in that.
Oh, okay.
Why do you have to be quiet when they're serving?
Dude, I don't know. I guess it just is the history of it. It's just one of those things. I mean, okay, do we have to go back to... At what point in NBA games were fans cheering and yelling when the opposing team was shooting free throws? Was that happening in the 50s and 60s? I really have no idea.
I mean, I imagine so.
Or, you know, hey, bada, 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 swing! Like, was that going on in the 20s with Babe Ruth?
I would think so.
I mean, we know in football it's been going on forever.
Hey, ump! These fans are razzing me!
But, I mean, in football, you don't even... Those guys don't even hear anything. And I think that's the difference. If there was a fan, like, if you could be a fan for a day and you're in the huddle of an opposing team and you're standing right next to, you know, Dak Prescott as he drops back going, miss it, miss it, hey, 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 hey. Like, would that make them crazy?
Or you hack into the radio receiver in their helmet.
Right. You're a bitch, you're a bitch, you're a bitch.
Miss it, miss it, miss it. I wish my balls were bigger.
Would that affect Dak? Because
yeah,
I imagine
probably.
Being like right next to Scottie Scheffler as he's going back, like just he's sitting there over the ball, and you're saying that. You're like, my balls are bigger, my balls are bigger, I'm gonna get my balls bigger. Ah! Like, could he hit the ball?
Do you think we were wondering when the PGA is here next year in Frisco? Do you think at some point someone will yell, I wish my balls were bigger! I wish my balls were bigger!
Free in-studio visit to whoever drops that.
100%. If you can work in, I wish they were bigger.
I wish my balls were bigger!
Yeah, I guess it is just tradition and the decorum of these gentlemen's sports.
What would you pay to be able to be in the ear of a professional quarterback and be able to yell, "You suck, you suck, you suck, you suck! Take it easy, take it easy!
Man on, they're coming to get you! You're about to get murdered!"